flu vaccine. I don't know how many of you have managed to get hold of it. It's been a bit of a tricky one. I've been phoning a nurse close to my home asking whether they've managed to get hold of the flu vaccine yet. And I'm just not hearing from many people that they've been able to lay their hands on it. And I'd like to know whether you've had your flu shot yet, because at least one expert is telling us that the flu vaccine is going to prove to be quite important this year with the onset of coronavirus in our country. Now, why is it so important? Clearly, it's not the same thing, and it cannot protect you from coronavirus. But I thought I would put that question to an expert, Dr. Wolfgang Preises from Stellenbosch University. He's a leading virologist there, and he was able to tell me exactly why the flu shot is likely to be so important for South Africans this year.
Let me start by saying that, of course, the influenza vaccination is not going to protect against getting the infection with the new coronavirus, COVID-19. But we still think it has an important role to play. For we know that every year in an average influenza season, which is in our winter months, an estimated up to 12,000 South Africans die due to influenza. And those people are mostly in the risk groups. This is the elderly, pregnant women, and those with immunosuppression. And those are the same risk groups that are also more severely affected should they become infected with the coronavirus. So we want to keep them healthier than they would be otherwise, fearing that infection with both at the same time is going to make it worse. And also remember that as COVID will spread through the population, many people will be under investigation for suspected COVID infection. And if you have influenza, you will look like that and you need to be isolated and have a test and all that. So avoiding that is definitely a good idea.
So it's certainly people in the high-risk groups who should particularly think about having this flu vaccine as quickly as possible.
Indeed, that is our advice. And of course, an additional group also should go for the influenza vaccination. And unfortunately, although they should know better, they're very bad at taking it up. And that includes me, and that is healthcare workers. So healthcare workers are firstly very much exposed because it is to them that people come when they are ill, so they will get it, whatever is going on in the community. And secondly, of course, they then see other patients as well, and they may pass it on. So there's a very strong recommendation internationally that healthcare workers should be vaccinated against influenza. And very sadly, in almost all countries worldwide, this happens much too little. So our desperate plea is this year, please, healthcare workers, get yourselves vaccinated against flu. It is good anyway. It's very advisable. And it will also preserve your workforce when COVID hits and we need all hands on deck. And that is, of course, also a consideration. You know, the lower we can keep the caseload of influenza this forthcoming flu season, the better for the healthcare system. We have now reached the stage where We expect COVID to take off, as it has in so many other places around the world. And we have seen and are seeing how bad it is for the healthcare system as a whole. It is not just the patients who will develop severe disease and may even die from COVID. It's also everybody else whose healthcare will become much more difficult because of the enormous strain on healthcare systems. So the more people we have that will be able to work and not be down with influenza, the better.
Just from the point of view of being a virologist who's watching the development of COVID very, very closely at this point, we are heading for winter in the Southern Hemisphere, as we know, Professor. What effect would that likely have on the spread of corona here?
We can only speculate because, you know, it has not been around for long enough to know for sure. But many of these respiratory virus infections flourish in winter, so they are more easily transmitted in winter, and this is why we have these peaks during the cooler months of the year. And what we are seeing now in the Northern Hemisphere, who are just leading their winter season, is that they had quite a significant influenza wave already, and now this has been followed by the COVID wave. So the expectation is that colder temperatures may only make it worse. We don't know for sure, but that's what we have to fear. And that means for us, as we are heading now for winter, that, you know, we need to brace for the worst and we need to keep as many healthcare staff working as we can and to reduce the numbers of patients for whatever they have as much as we can also in order to preserve clinical care for COVID patients.